and she was like, she sounds a nice person. No, can't find a rich and don't want to be a Cambridge and I'm going on the language. And when we went home, Irene said, don't go, stay now with another cup of tea long. And I
Stop
you
playing it,
wound
stop
up
it.
crying, haven't you,
And then you've
Beth?
got, yeah, but you've got to bring one up again. You've got
You just want to put on with some of the good row with
That's
that old
what
woman.
I said.
Yeah. That's all right, about £25. Yeah, but they might put it on the telly or on the
They said that no names are mentioned.
No.
She takes all them tapes away and Bet's name's not put on there. No
Nobody's
one's
names
name's
are
put
on
on
there.
there. She's got to write down.
Well, you were drummer recording what happened and you're talking. God, I've got to fill all this out now.
Bet's got to write down who she's talking to and what they are to her.
But if you put
Your
somebody you already
mother.
know. Grandmother.
Here
she's turning 60.
Your
going over 65.
Yeah.
Oh, Rose, that
She was
my
shocked. She went, she got to put down
yeah.
every day, look. Every day.
How
there's a
that
sample
for
a week.
For a week.
Look, there's a sample, look. She's got to put the
We'll have to bring it over at coffee in the morning.
The person's age, male or female. And what else is it? Oh, what accent they are. And what's that?
Stranger or colleague. Have you been swearing, Rose?
No, I haven't said
Oh, well, she's all right then.
No.
Colleague, as colleague, like we, friends.
Friends and neighbours.
Yeah, friends and neighbours, yeah. I thought she'd be on at that one 5 minutes. I've seen all
Well, that's
weird.
What... Well, it is. She got to put on. She got to put your
If I'd done that, old Joe would be worse. He wouldn't. He don't use bad language like that. But he'd be.
He'd do it all the more, would he?
He's well.
He'd do it all
he
the
ain't
more.
Serious. He can't be
serious.
Serious,
no.
But I didn't let know if it was. Although there wouldn't be nothing on there, so I don't matter, do I?
No.
Because we're very quiet when we're on our own.
Oh, I bet they're not.
Yeah, that's alright. That's fun.
Wait till she starts in here with the language with the clothes.
I should bloody go very careful when I go in here.
Oh,
I said, good morning, Betty. Can you hear it before you give it to her? Can you roll it back?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have a big laugh at that. Don't say nothing if all Joe comes in. Don't say nothing. See that you're going on there now?
Yes.
I said, well, we're very rarely at home. I said,
shopping.
Oh. Yeah, they had them there, see? And they, after so long, they put them out and sell them.
I
mean, they could have rung next day, couldn't they? Said, well, we can bring in you. That's the trouble, you see. They get so many friends from over here, and I'm out.
That
pot's
lovely,
though. No, you're worth that bit of money.
Yeah.
What, 20 quid?
Yeah.
Oh, bloody thirst, lovely. She might have another one. I don't know who's giving her own. No, no,
care. That
fringe
is a bit
long.
Is it getting on your nerves? Is it
down to it
you?
It is a bit long, but
it
got bloody cock eyes.
Is it? Does it look nice?
Yeah, but it's
not snipping
that little bit. Am I snipping? Don't get on my nerves, just on that. Can't see the eyebrows.
That's so good.
Yeah, if you like. Not too sure.
Oh, not too sure.
Put a towel around, short ones down on your.
It's just only take a little bit off, and then have to go on her nose.
No, it might go on her boobs.
Oh my
god.
Who
cares
what wants to make your Christmas? Shelly Gob.
Quite warm this afternoon.
That's better.
That's better. Just want to in the morning when she bloody get up.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want another bloody air set? It works on your body.
Is that nice?
Nice, yeah, beautiful.
Don't bloody keep on, I said it once.
Behave!
I am behaving.
She
is
Julie,
is she? No.
She never
wanted me, my love.
I love to be
mentor. You did, you? We never seen Eamon Andrews, did you?
Oh,
not Eamon Andrews. You must be bloody there, I know. Michael's bloody got
Kissing his opponent on his head.
Because he was saying, no, he was saying to him, he said, stop bloody play acting, get up. And he kissed him, the referee sent him off, playing the 95.
I hate that.
You got enough powder?
Yeah.
Cleaning
Did
powder.
You want any washing powder? Do you know, I never thought of asking if you went down.
I just used the last.
Loads,
Jim. No, I just used the last towel. I'm alright for now because you ain't got any more washing.
Oh no, is that?
Next time.
Thank you.
I've just used the last now. It's been good. You want to use us, Dad?
They bring out, spread the news around there, and try saying, oh, if somebody had a washing machine, they'd finish with it like a daddy. Anybody got a second hand washing machine?
Yeah. Right, I'm going.
Okay, my
love. I'll see you sometime tomorrow. I might be back in time to see you before coffee. If not, I'll see you.
You won't be back for then.
Yeah. See you when you come back from Kingsville. Not good for drinkies tomorrow?
Better go, I've got to go work. Goodbye.
She hasn't got good
coffee.
Goodbye,
Jen. I've got to go work.
Syndicate 20 of them, been doing football for 20 years and they never won nothing, and there was somebody redundant last week, and one of the chaps, he done it on his own this week, he won 300,000.
On his own?
On his own. And he ain't married, he says he's going to buy a house, a car, and he's going on a holiday.
Because
in my chair, you've got the mirror, he's in the mirror.
Two lovely fellas.
Well, I don't know about that. Well, I don't know. They've all been redundant. I got the coach on the morning. I did. And I said, we all got it. We played there. Going on the coaches up there.
Say, I've underpinned on you for Christmas. Get your Christmas bits.
By the time I give our panna, I give the kids some each. I give all the junk. I never have a lot left. Well, I have a gift.
Very simple.
He's only saying that this morning, done our pounds, chatting about the money, one thing and another. And the guy told about her water, so I phoned her up because I forgot her birthday present. And I said, there she is, stop worrying about her. Carolina, she's going to manage. I said, she want to look after herself.
Yeah,
I said,
she'll
enjoy herself. Because, everybody the same, but with our nans. Now, if that was me, see, I'd very often be with our nans. Because she don't live far from our nans.
No,
you can walk. You can walk. There's a bus stop. And I said to our Pamis, our farmer of my size, I said, every time I goes over, I either take her over a few groceries, or I don't tell her she would take it, puts not into the thing on the mantel shelf. But it ain't much, but it's, I said to our Pamis, I don't know how she manages our nan. Well, they're girls.
The
girls
didn't put a school. Honestly,
I don't either.
Because it is a struggle.
Yeah. I know our Laurie took the phone over. I know she'd done that. I don't know. I said to Joe, well, I don't know, and that's the bloody manage. But my late girls is good because they'll go shopping, though. But they always got another carrier putting it until they get home. And when her husband nips her own from there, absolutely, they take the carrier, put on the table, and that's all for her. Never miss. Every week. Yeah, every week, never miss. Yeah. And then she goes mad, she says, I said, look, Nance, if they didn't want to do it, they would. And I said, don't forget what you've done for them. Although you don't actually want to saw. I said, you're reaping the benefit now. And so I said, that's it. She's like that, Nance. She don't like stuff in anybody's way. It's a hard part.
She needs some help, doesn't she?
Well, she ought to. Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm just mad you're doing it then.
I will.
Did you have your first one after that?
No.
That old man that phoned you, he's a country yoga. He said, what's the thing of this, Davey? He said, I pays my poll tax, he said, rubbed it. He said, and I'm saying paying out my savings. He said, now what am I going to do when my bloody savings is gone? And he said, £600. He said, what am I going to do now when my savings is gone?
Hey, shall I send off for that?
What's that?
Film extras. Required.
in all areas, any age, shape or size.
Do you want to bring the bloody cameras?
Do you want?
Oh, do you want to bring the bloody cameras?
What Diane does down the video shop, film extra.
Yeah, they have to take them, you know.
I mean, I've got a lot of time, haven't I?
Yeah, you have got a lot of
time. Well, just go down there for a moment, I should pay you.
They pay? Do they pay for you to be a film extra?
Maggie.
Oh, hello, my love, we're talking about you, how's your mum?
So good.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, she does look
good. There's a chair now.
Good.
Everything's normal?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
They think that she burst one of her
ulcers?
No, one of her tubes.
Oh, strange.
Yeah, no, also she's got a slight liver complaint as well, so we're having the two together, we're going to do a combination or something.
No.
But they're hoping she'll be home by Monday.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, but I mean, just for Christmas, I think he seems to.
Well, last time she went in, this time, see, she went into that hot rest.
Yeah.
We got her head on Christmas Eve. Just in time.
And we don't feel all that well.
She's on the mend. She told me off.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Pam said I was getting better. She's done in jail.
Oh, yeah. She got her bag out. She said, then give me my bag. She said, I haven't got as good as Christmas for you.
Uh-huh.
I said, Mum, Christmas is a month early.
Yeah, but
she said, there's tonight. You will go and get those girls because Christmas presents for me for tomorrow, all right? Now take it.
Yeah, they'll get it. I mean,
yeah, but they're going to say,
are you working Tuesday night?
No,
I'm not working.
That's like we've all asked about the toys in us, is it?
I didn't know since yesterday.
You've got your silver card, your gold card, I'm sure. I said, oh, Joe, he said, yeah, he said that. He said, it's owned. So I said, what's it for? So you could have had the money you spend here, you could have had a percentage off. I said, fine, of course, you had a different coat on today, didn't you?
Yeah, their toy sales coming up there. For every £10 you spend, you get £3 back.
You've got your stuff now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I told you to hang on.
Not that there's going to be a lot left up there.
There's only one
in there. I shall have no bloody money left by then.
So anyway, I then looked at me. She said, our mother's on the mend. I said, oh yeah, who gets the bread of the fleet? Tell it off.
Yeah.
Me again.
Oh. I'm glad she's better
than
good. I got a card for her there.
Oh, that's good. Good. She got, she's offered drink and everything as
can
well.
Can she have fruit or anything?
They haven't said anything about it. I think she's sort of, she did say she wasn't allowed to have, she's not allowed to have chicken and cucumber.
She's not chicken.
Going to watch what she eats.
Oh, no, really?
Oh,
nice.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. Where'd you get that one from?
Kingswood.
Oh, lovely.
Well, you're tiny.
Well, ours one's a bit bigger than that.
Yeah.
As soon as I've seen it, I've
and do you know what I'm going to get? I'm going to get a little cushion to put on my...
He loves it there.
It
must be warm over there.
It is. It's the wall. And as he looks out the bush, the front door, every time he goes out, I bust me nose on the window, he's there. I'm sure he laughs. I said, well, I'm going to catch glue there. Yeah. He's all just every time I goes up, he's sat, and he sat there and he looks right at me, she's like, hello.
Yeah, he
did. Yeah, I think it's warm. Although it's bloody wet now, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, she's getting damp now.
Yeah, I went out and felt it a minute ago and I thought I'd bring it back in when I haven't been around to see you for a couple of days.
No, I said I haven't seen
you. Yeah.
I just have heard how your mother is.
Yes, I thought I'd better come round to say a bit more positive news. Of course, she knows what's wrong with her as well, so that makes you feel better.
To make it feel easier.
Oh,
don't you think
yeah.
Those sorts?
Yeah. Well, of course, and not only that, when you're getting on, like this, although I have
no,
you just no, no, yeah. I'm going to say it. No.
Lady Binion, yeah. The lady in yours talking.
Oh.
And And she said to her, I can't do you. She said, why not? She said, because you're under 65.
Oh,
when she told her age, she was gobsmacked.
I said, well, I said, that's a bloody compliment if ever there was one.
65.
I said in the morning when she gets up, have a look at her.
When did you
know? Yeah, I'm supposed to have a turn today, yeah.
And how did you know?
I forgot all about it.
It's all right for going out. You might as well have a set.
It looks
Well, if he was grey, wouldn't have known different, would she? I can't understand that.
I'm had a cut off for 1 month.
Well, you don't want it. It looks nice like that. I don't know why you want it. That must be your natural colour, Beth.
It's me now.
Yeah, how it goes down, just spoil it. And I do.
Before we go out for dinner,
I've
got
a look. Well, if you look anything like Veronica, this be alright.
Oh my goodness.
Do you have any hair done?
I haven't seen her, have I, this week?
That's your word.
Yeah, sure. She might come in a minute. We don't know her. She's coming for her stuff. What's that? David tore her paper out. What? Left the list, asked if Sally could get it over convenience for Christmas.
My drinking chocolate's on there too. Good job you got it. I can't rely on she. Bloody hopeless, she is.
Oh, she's terrible.
She's don't great. Bloody rely on I. Yeah, don't you love me rely on she.
I tried to get some buttons, didn't you, this morning?
I got the little bars I get there.
The grandma is in for his dog.
What? Bar?
Chocolate buttons. Dog turns square if they're eating chocolate and you haven't got no buttons. Gets nasty, a dog. Oh, no.
But they've chopped the Christmas things you've got. It's 99 in Asda. Section things. In 99 in Asda.
Oh,
really? Yeah. I've seen them this morning. So tell Mr. Lower the price of the things. What does it cost them?
$3.99. They want $19.99. They've got $19.99 on your list.
Sure, yeah, that's $19. Where? On the things.
Have you still got your list?
I broke my nap. I don't know whether I got that nap
what?
There.
What's my nap?
I broke my nap because I took
no selection boxes.
Milk bars. I have the milk bars and the little box of chocolates.
$19.99.
The bags was a pound,
wasn't it? Ah, 99
pence.
Yeah, but we put the pound down to get it even, and then 8 pounds yeah, stuffers then. Ah, oh, that's it. Sorry, Dave.
See, you're playing
up. I'm playing up now, yeah.
There's a selection boxes out there today, they're beautiful.
So yeah. Well, I never had one.
Could
you get me one of those big selection boxes?
£2.01.
Because we have lots of one from Joe, and I want one.
Well, I've seen some at Kingswood, Morris has done giant ones and they ain't got half as much as what the Cadbury's giant one got in it. They got about 6 or 7 bars of chocolate, but the Cadbury's one, the giant one's got loads of them.
Great big ones, yeah.
Don't forget them.
You had two nice ones for Carol, didn't you?
Have you got those?
I never had
one.
That's one for Joe.
Yeah.
One for Joe. If I can, don't worry about it.
I'm past worrying about
it. I can't be bothered.
It's all gone over the top of my head.
As long as the kids are all right.
Well, I can take them back on the way up getting Kerry.
Is the Michelle going to the bat, this place where they got to go? Where Donna's going? So I was in March, £39 or something they got.
Oh, well, we don't know, yeah.
I said, is Michelle going? I don't know. Our Pam don't know where it is now. It's the name of a house, actually. But Joe thinks it's down Devon Way,
isn't it? Yeah, it's like a...
Where are kids, man?
I don't know.
Where do the children go, Dave? The house. I do.
Yeah, some house, that's right, it is. I said, oh, let her go.
Not rich, mum?
No.
No, not in there. It sounds funny. I said,
yeah, where did you do? Our kids went there.
It's to do with the school, to learn all about, I don't know, so let her go.
Well,
bloody give her some up.
What was it called?
And I said, I bet Michelle would go.
Oh, I bet she will. She normally do.
Yeah. You've got the kids, some of the kids are home today, weren't they?
Aiden in-house or something.
No, not Aiden.
Aiden in-house.
No, it was some, like, horrid word, like. That's a bloody funny.
Oh,
yeah, I was a kid on the day the Lillians, because around Astor there was sport, but I never seen so many bloody kids.
Oh, kids.
Oh, you're telling, did you see them this morning?
They're
they
running bleeding right up there. I know, you
said
run up
them. I said to our camp, they got their kids in, and I don't think they was because the school
got
them up,
maybe
wasn't there. And I reckon they were so making teacher's day or something.
Well, that's getting on every bugger's nerves out there.
They was younger than your man, mm. Day. The,
yeah, they was little.
More like Kathy's little girl. She was home, I seen her.
I wondered if they had a day off.
But they were bloody and assed up.
I
know. God, they run the bloody trolley over my foot. I thought that was fine.
I know,
you
grab on
them. Terrible around there.
Right, little git.
There was one took a bloody thing of chocolate off the thing. He started eating and I thought, oh, the best of them. I said to his mother, I said, you got bar of chocolate. She said, you got salt juice. She said, I said, well, he bet half of them. You might as well let me eat them now.
That's the trouble, they just
let
them run, say that.
They
go off and do their shopping and ignore
all.
Rather,
where you are now?
It's alright.
A bit lonely, isn't it? Yeah, what's her name there? What's her name? Maria, no, Maria, there. She's over on the clothes. So it's a pleasant girl. Yeah, she's over there. Because she used to be on the.
Where's our kids going?
Up on the food and there's a bit of a canvas a little bit back and there's a girl, she was suspended for a bit over this to do with the manager's summer. Anyway, she got her job back. It was the manager's fault. But she was over on the clothes. I spoke to her the other day. I said, any seconds?
Do you mind if I do my potatoes for you?
No, I'm going around
now. I'm going home now.
We haven't got umbrella.
4 o'clock.
Yeah. Any seconds,
sir? Everything. Our Clayton man.
Really?
He said, anyway. She said, if you like to go to the refill, I said, oh, I don't mind. I said, better go and ask Ethan. So he said he didn't care where I went as much as to say, well, I could go to the movies.
He's
not worried.
Nice.
So I thought, right, then we've got a refill tonight. I don't know, on a Thursday.
Well, nothing's stopping you, is there?
Oh, no.
It hasn't got back the kids and put them back.
No, but it's the money, isn't it?
Do 6 days a week. That is their contract. Yeah. Anyway, they had them all in the office, and they said they had to do 7 days a week, but no extra pay.
Oh.
Yeah. And do you know what on the Sunday what they had to do? You know the where they make the bread.
Yeah.
Well, you know the big things, and this girl was just a Russian girl, wasn't she? Oh, she sounded like that.
Yeah.
She said we got to get on the top of there and clean all the ovens. She said they're about bloody 7 foot high. She said, didn't she, Ben?
Oh, yeah.
They get some money to do it at the
and
moment.
And he said to her, didn't he? He said, take it to the
go to the citizen's advice.
And she said, we haven't got a union, they don't belong. But I said, it might be contractors, mind bet. If it is contractors, they'll not be doing anything.
No, they're asked the cleaners, the ladies. But the men.
Tesco?
At Tesco, sorry. Yeah. But the men they get in to clean the tops of the ovens contractors, so they're going to do away with them. And it's for the cleaners to do it.
You
have to
go down top of the bloody ovens.
Yeah.
I go down, do you?
I haven't even got the ladders.
And no extra pay.
They're top shelf up in that warehouse. About 10, 12 foot up. One of the girls come off the ladder.
You don't want to get up there either.
She comes straight down onto the concrete floor. I didn't see her at first. She was surrounded in bloody boxes. Just spotted her foot. She was like bloody cold when I got there. I had to get ambulance to her. I don't know what happened.
Are you going to get up on top of
things? I am.
They were breaking, didn't they, Asda?
That was Witchurch.
£100,000 worth of stuff.
Electrical goods again.
But they took 300 CD cases, didn't they? There were no CDs in them.
Bad luck, that.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah, where are we in that post office then? That's right, where are we?
Oh, is that where Miss French is?
Yeah, right out there. And that, you know that carpet shop I told you about, when I said I seen that? Well, that's dead opposite there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did and they catch any flea for it?
No. Well, that policeman was lucky, wasn't he?
Yeah.
They got the bloody rats of London van.
Cheaper.
Still, you're all now, they're breaking.
Well,
they're
yeah, tradition's coming, and nobody got their money, have them?
No.
I
don't
mind
drinking from what they've got it.
Oh, that's it.
And I mean, if I can buy a bloody parking, I'll buy, you know. I'm going to
go
there.
Get away with the hair up there, left, right and centre of the shop floor in front of bloody everyone. They're getting stuff out.
They are.
But I can't see why they're not, because, all right, I mean...
I can't see how they do it.
No,
they do.
Yeah, but I mean, have they got, they've got cameras in there, have they? Have they? Well, they've got cameras in there, see?
No, you won't see them. But they're there.
Because it's so easy done, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, crikey, there's one up there. She got away with bloody 3 or 4 CDs last week.
Cool.
Portable ones.
I'd be scared. Somebody's going to put a guy on the bloody shoulder.
Catching her. She's very quick.
Sure.
Very
quick. Of course, they must be used to it doing it, they must then.
Yeah, they all got to keep an eye out for her and try and catch her at it, but she's too bloody clever.
They all know what it is then, do they?
Yeah.
Whichever stupid person will ever.
Well, these that do it, they must be bloody experienced at it. They couldn't do it so quick if they weren't doing it.
Oh,
I mean, if you and I was doing it, you'd think about a lot.
She
you'd stand there a lot.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, but you might not think about it, it's just gone.
Oh, yeah.
It?
Got to be quick. I couldn't do it. No way.
I'd be like a beach.
And me.
And they'd know straight
away.
And
even on the George, they're losing thousands.
Oh, they thought that George was pinched when I'm in that after.
But I can't see how they can, because
they
get socks and it's so easy, isn't it? Unless they search their bags going out. I mean, I don't know.
You see, they've got to be seen taking it.
Yeah.
Get them outside
the door.
Stop
yeah,
them
that's
and
right.
Have the stuff
of course, they've gone, innit?
And
yeah.
It's
I'd
not
be
as easy as it sounds.
God, I went in the market and I thought, well, I'd better take a bit more wrapping paper. And I had it. I said, I want 10. And of course, I gave them to her and went, and I didn't know because they were tied together, you know. Oh, she'd got 12. What, I didn't know I had 12, honestly. I never. I said, well, I'll buy the two, leave them there. I said, but it's done so simple.
That's it.
Simple, that
That's
is. It's like our Pam and our Tesco, didn't she? Tell me Wednesday, last Wednesday, and she got the trolley light. And when she pulled the trolley, a woman's handbag was on the trolley and on the, you know, what was it? So she took the handbag back into Tesco and said, I found this handbag. They said, well, give me your name and address and all that.
Yeah.
So at any rate, what happened there? Who was it phoned? Somebody phoned. They come back to Asda to see if they found her bag. And they give her our Pam's phone number and rung up and thanked her. She said, there's a full of stuff there, money and all in there. And thanked her for what she'd done, and our Pam was fair enough. I went, no.
Hello, sir.
And anyway, yesterday morning, she said, I'm in luck today. I said, what's the matter then? So I had a letter this morning. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah. She said that lady sent her £10 note.
Oh, not nice.
Not nice.
That's nice.
But I get around back with all her. Private things were in there.
That's what I say, I can't be focused
on stuff like that. But anyway, I said to our son, well, you have been brought up to do things like that. And then you not need that. If I kick the phone on the floor, I pick it up and that's fine.
Yeah,
that's different.
It's different.
But not for that. But anyway, she sent her tenner. So when I were airfare, yeah, she says, well, did they get up the firm there?
That's
nice. So that's how much fun I'm trying to do. That's so simple.
I mean, you get these trolleys now, people stick them back, you get to take the pounds out of your trolleys.
Yeah.
Oh, the man takes them all back now over the Leo.
Is the week?
Yeah, he gets about £50 a day.
Yeah.
Good luck to him.
Yeah.
Because he's going to give it to the manager.
They don't charge for the trolleys up there now, do they?
Not up there, no. But I mean, Leo's out painting.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Gateway's out there. They're doing
and I bet I'm on a deal bar to take, go get the pounds.
No. Take their pounds back. They forget, see?
The nice man does it. Good luck to him.
Wow,
yeah.
Cherry stopped and she said, where'd he going? She said, George, this old man, he's not going to give this to the manager, look. He said, because I've been brought all these trolleys back. She's playing your pocket.
They're
stupid.
Yeah.
She said, that's a perk, one of the perks of your job. You're out there in the pocket.
Yeah. They're supposed to, if they don't want it, you're not going to pay for it, though, I suppose.
It's still getting used to it, isn't it?
Where do they take the pound? In the till desk?
No, they're all clipped together.
Yeah.
And to get them unclipped, you've got to push a pound coin in one way and the clip comes out
the
back.
Other. Yeah,
so when you take your trolley back and clip it back up, the pound comes out the front again.
Oh, yeah, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Well, surely they...
People are still getting used to it, see, aren't they? Oh, I've dumped the trolley there. They forget that they've got a pound in there.
Oh, that's breathing, isn't it?
That's it.
Yeah.
She said, have you got any? She said, pardon? Have you got any? So she said, no condoms. He said, have you got any? He said, can I get you a David tonight? And she said, I'm nervous, so embarrassed. She said, I don't know where to put myself. She said, and the girl that was with her, the other demonstrator, had them all on her feet and fingers and loads of red pickles. So she gave him a note and put him in his pocket.
Oh.
Yeah, she said, she's
free night tonight.
She said, I don't know what to do.
Well, which one shall I use, the blue or the pink?
She's a miserable manager at her room. She hates me. She can't stand me. That's her
bath.
She's in this most horrible. And he's always gorging. He's always eating something like, you know. She's in there so we can't get up. But he's sweet.
We can't.
But that girl had a sack of pinch and I think it was, what was it? Plum, what is it?
She had a bite out of a plum.
Something like that.
Yeah, and asked the sack to, not a pear.
Yeah, only a bit of the
plum. Not a seed eating anything on the show.
No, it seems like my
shoes. You're wrong to work out there. If I was on the
plum. I've been stopped loads of times now by bag search.
Yeah?
Loads.
My just look suspicious, like Rogini used to.
Yeah, they always stop like.
Yeah, but yeah, but I mean, I've been.
Search my bag.
Yeah, but I mean, they've done that in our practice when we was over here, didn't they? They stopped out on Saturday morning. We had three on Britain's door, three security men, well, they're not Britain, mind. And on a Saturday, with Jenny going, if there's any overtime, we went in that Saturday and I come out, I'd be carried out that victory. I told you, didn't I? Or followed and they were there and he'd come and tap me on the shoulder. I did one prank because I knew I never, like, I don't know, I was such a thing there. And I thought, like, he said, would you mind opening your car? I had a pack of sanitary towels in And I said, I was hesitating. He said, sorry. I said, I put a bit in fire. She said, for what reason? And all Lord with good men, she was out by the door and she knowed me. She said, well, she said, I don't interest you what's going there, but I did have to open.
Yeah, you do.
Well,
and then
all
they do is just
cut
the things back. Yeah.
Off you go. No, what I was like when it was on and it was heavy. Well, me and Maureen went down to Bristol Mecca and they had a bloody bomb scare and we had to tip on my mat. And I have all these great and I had these great pants too, maternity pants, because I needed them, you know, I had to put it. And I had to, oh, my God, so embarrassed.
I nailed
all those. What we got in here, he said.
I don't know some of these security men's worse than the bloody people that goes in and out there, you know. Some of them.
They know the layout,
of course they do.
Well, it's easy enough to get stuff out of there. I could do it. If I had the face and I had the guts, I could do it.
I don't know.
No way. I couldn't, but I know how I could get stuff out of there if I really want to, but no way I could do it.
Caroline went out there at Christmas, look at what she had. And she went back and back again till she got caught.
Oh, she had to get caught.
Hundreds of pounds.
You see, people don't think they got cameras out there because they can't see
them.
I didn't know they
are
there.
They've even got them in the warehouse.
Yeah, I suppose they like to see what's going on all the time.
Well, my sister over Ashton, I thought, I'll bet this, there was two women. For years, they went on and on and on. And everything they took, it was out from 8 o'clock in the morning, was either Marks and Spencer's or British Home
Good
Store.
Stuff, yeah.
And our nan's had loads and loads of stuff because it was all red hot, so she couldn't phone me up and say, Ed, do
it
was red
hot. No, that's it.
It was red hot. Yeah,
she got
it. Yeah,
you got
beautiful bedding. Our nan's have had beautiful bedding from there, beautiful clothes, and they've gone on for years like that. They'd have taxi in, taxi out. Anyway, they got caught.
They
were
too.
And then,
he's around the corner, though, not he? Bloody Martin goes up there every year to mix all what he wants for Christmas for the kids.
And they'd wear different wigs every day.
Yeah.
Different wigs.
And for a couple of years on the run, they've lost their double check, haven't they,
Christmas? Oh, yeah, you always lose their double check very conveniently at Christmas. And they got to go down and get another one.
Yeah.
There comes that same stroke every bloody Christmas.
Yeah,
I think
every
it's away with,
it.
With it.
Yeah.
Come around here and boast it, didn't they, that Christmas?
I'll have a bargain. I'll buy a bargain.
I couldn't. There's no way. I just couldn't.
I couldn't. And I get all my money all the time.
That's
like I had a couple of musical teddy bears put back up. I didn't know you'd seen them about this thing. You squeeze in little paw and it takes a Christmas tree.
Oh yeah.
And I said to Chris, I'll have two of them. One brown, one white, one each and a baby. And she said, all right. I said, well, what do I do with them? She said, well, I'll put them down in the bay at the back. I said, all right. So I went out there and went in the back. So I went back on the shop floor with this before I was coming out. And I went, darling. She said, yeah. I said, you come with me. What's the matter? I said, well, I want to get my tennis out of the back. She said, well, go now. We'll go to the electrical desk and you'll be paid for money. I said, no, I'll do that. I said, I want you to come. I made her come out with me. I'd seen that I had picked up those tennis in the bags. And I went back in and put them by the electrical desk while I went
seat.
Popped out. And that's how I got to do it. And then come back around. Put me back.
I mean, when you think
of it,
though.
What a fuss. I said, yeah, but at least
they
I know that there's no way that I touched anything else. I'm covered. Yeah.
And yet the stores is covered for any, well, they take all the pinches and I know.
Yeah.
It all covered. But then it got all the red velvet guts to skin. I couldn't have it.
If my kids were so we'd have to flog something.
Oh, I know.
I couldn't still.
I'd have to flog
someone.
Now don't start because I'm going out.
I'm not.
You are.
Now David, that's quite enough. Be a good boy.
What's he saying?
Well, don't worry about that.
Wonderful.
Well, it's got to take your next lesson, Estelle. Well, Jill said I'll be now.
I'm on a lesson. Do you want to go back on that? I can't. Well, these green shifts, they keep changing around. I don't know if I'm coming or going. Come on, Lee. We're doing 2 to 10 Friday. I thought he was on nights this week. Oh, I am. Doing 2 to 10 Friday. That's tomorrow. Yeah. Well, why are you doing 2 to 10 tomorrow? Because everybody else don't want to come in on nights. Didn't ask everybody. No. Just one man and said, oh, Dave, we were coming on 2 to 10.
That's like they both sat with their little list. Oh, Maggie!
Depend on you to come in on Sunday, can't we?
Oh, yeah, no. What, it's double time?
Time, yeah.
That's a concurrent.
It's true, the dinner.
I'm not coming in on a Sunday. I said, I see a Nepalese place on Fleet Week. I'm not coming in on a Sunday.
Oh,
dear. He'd go fully mad.
Well, I mean...
Well, I wonder how the lion... I mean, I know I don't lay in there no more than 8 hours.
No, but you ain't got to worry about getting up, have you?
Well, that's it.
I mean,
I sort of trundled down over the stairs and had me breakfast.
That girl said, no, not my shepherd. Can you imagine my old man getting my bloody dinner?
She said,
it's bad enough to your now and about work.
Well, that's it. That's it. I said, no, bloody way am I working on a Sunday. I said, these daft buggers want to come in and do it. That's not today. I said, I'm sleeping.
Yeah, it was your fault.
I don't know whether I'm going to
do
that. No, I don't know.
Get well soon, Claire.
I don't know. I suppose if people want to go shopping Sundays, they can go.
I wouldn't go shopping on Sunday.
No, I wouldn't go on shopping. Honestly,
I
wouldn't.
The suppose really is somewhere, if you were fed up, there's somewhere to go.
Yeah, but I mean, there's 7 days in the week.
Yeah, but how can people afford to do it, Beth? I mean,
just put them
in. That's what I said to Joe.
I mean, to my mind, if they're opening on a Sunday, they should bring the prices down. Because they're opening that extra day, they're going to be taking extra revenue.
Oh yeah, of course they are.
So they should be making the prices down. That is why they put that freeze on.
That's why that man said you will not get any more special offers on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Because they got to sell it on Sunday. So you used to say they're selling things off on a Saturday at 5 o'clock. You know more than they got to sell on Sunday.
Yeah.
So
that's why they
have
that price
on
the freeze until
after
Christmas.
Yeah.
Because they're opening the Sunday and hoping that people go in and buy.
So you won't be able to find out nothing like that, you
pay.
No
good for me to put their 7 months.
No, you want to forget that. Yeah. And I'm letting that carry on down to Christmas.
Well, they reckon that the British standard people are going to...